I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It starts with submission. And, you know, again, so let's say you really want that hot cup of coffee. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker, but that's one of the biggest challenges that people have when they go on the Daniel fast, because the only beverage is water. And we are so accustomed to having other kinds of beverages. So when it's like, okay, am I going to do that? Am I going to give in to that? Or am I going to rely on God? Am I going to, again, submit to him and not have that cup of coffee or not have that donut or not have that Big Mac hamburger? And so when we're doing that on a consistent basis on this period of 21 days, we become, our faith muscles become strong. Now, at the same point, and I describe the foods that are consumed on the Daniel fast, our body is going under a natural detox. We've got lots of junk in our body because of the way we care for it. In our nation, 70% of adults are overweight or obese. We are we are on a path to destruction, really physical destruction. We challenge our bodies so much. When we have this extra weight, our bodies were not designed to carry on all this extra weight. It messes us up. It messes up the systems. And so the Daniel fast, when you're eating really healthy foods, you're eating the foods that God created for the body he created, then there might be some initial time where you feel challenged. You want that coffee. You want those foods that you're accustomed to eating. But after a few days, you get this renewed energy. Your body starts, like you said, resetting. It resets itself because it's getting the good foods. And you get this surge of energy. Pains and aches go away. Your thinking is clearer. There's so many health benefits. And most often, you also drop 10 to 20 pounds during this 21-day period.
That's significant. And I was thinking, you're talking about faith muscles. I was thinking about, you know, our physical muscles. You know, when we take on like a fitness challenge or weight loss, we tend to overdo it, go too far too fast, or try to, you know, quickly hurry the process. How does the Daniel fast help us sort of with a balanced approach?
Well, I think one of the things, first of all, is that we try to do things most often with our own will instead of entering into the spiritual experience and relying on God's will, relying on the Holy Spirit that is working in us. So the Daniel fast for weight loss, like I said, it's not a diet book. It's a way to change our mind about who we are.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.